Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grun. I'm joined by some Pontiac Kewanians. We have Mindy Terrell, John Clemmer, and Brian Gaber. Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy.
They're here to talk about some upcoming events that they're doing. Fundraisers for what exactly, Brian? We fundraise for a lot of things, don't we?
We do fundraise for a lot of things. We have a lot of activities that we're involved in, but these specifically is going to be fundraising for the Key Club.
Oh, very good. The high school branch of the Kiwanis Club, right?
That's correct,
very
yes.
good. So we're going to start with Mindy because she's going to talk about the closest upcoming event, which is the Kiwanis Trivia Night. So tell us all about that, please.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. That's coming up on Friday, March 23rd. It's going to be over at the VFW on Lincoln Avenue. You can come over to the VFW. You get to have dinner from 5 to 7. I'm sorry, but you do have to pay for it. You can also add a few drinks in there if you want. And then the trivia contest is going to start at 7 p.m. So that'll be a lot of fun. Teams, you can have a max of 7 people on your teams. And Brian's going to talk a little bit about how to register and more about the cost and stuff. But there's cash prizes and a 50-50. And again, it's going to support the PTHS Key Club, which is just a really great organization.
Very good. So, yeah, Brian, take that over. How can people get involved with this?
You bet. We're having the event next week, so you can either just show up at the VFW at 7 or 5 if you want to eat, or you can register ahead of time online. And you go to getmeregistered.com. You'll need to go to the getmeregistered.com prior to the 21st, so a couple days ahead of time. And if you go through the website to get registered, you can save some money. It's $50 per team, up to 7 members of the team. Otherwise, at the door, it's $10 per person. So you can save a little bit of money. And I was remiss earlier. I neglected to mention that this also benefits the Builders Club in addition to the Key Club.
Which is junior high, right?
That's correct.
Very good.
Don't want to leave them out.
Starting out early with these kids and getting them ready to do the adult version, but they do a lot of work, though. They go everywhere. They're involved with so many things. We get to hear from them at meetings on a regular basis, don't we?
We sure do. We're real lucky. We have very good club members that are involved with that, and a lot of kids that do a really good job.
Very good. So we're going to talk to John now about the really popular spaghetti supper that the Kiwanis Club does, right?
And I'm going to make just one more event about the trivia night. We try to keep it fun, so I think this is the fourth year that we've had it, so it's not like we have a lot of professionals doing this. It's just folks from around town. So get a group of your friends or enemies or whatever. But we'd really try to make this fun. And I think Cynthia would agree. She's participated in the past.
It's so much fun.
We don't want you to be psyched out. It's like, oh, my goodness. So, and we really try to make the categories very broad. So if Brian here doesn't know is up on hip-hop, that we might have some enter of the category that he, you know, politics he probably can cover. But in case he needs the 2010s hip-hop category, you know, we try to spread it out and make it generationally equal as much as as possibly can.
Hip-hop peaked in 1990, in my opinion.
Yeah, there you go, right.
And that's cool, though, because you guys do audio questions, you do video questions, you do picture questions. It's not just people reading questions like Jeopardy. It's really mixed in a lot. It touches about anybody there. They can at least get one question right during the night, right?
Right, very true. So, anyway, but to follow up, you are correct. Our second big Broy fundraiser of the year is the spaghetti supper. We've done this at the high school in the cafeteria commons for, 20 years probably.
At least.
And that's going to be Thursday night, April 12th at 2018 from 4:30 to 7. And a donation is $7 for adults, $3 for kids. There's takeouts available. And it is all you can eat. I'll repeat that. It's all you can eat. And I do know that tends to be weather dependent, but a lot of times that people could be out doing some field work at that time.
Yeah.
So if you're out doing that or in a hurry or want to give the boss a day off, come out to the spaghetti supper on April 12th at the high school.
Yeah, that's I come from a farming family, and I know my father would definitely appreciate that in the tractor for sure. And it's just as easy. How do you get involved with going to it or getting those carryouts?
You can show up at the door, and you can buy tickets in advance from a Kiwanian in town if you happen to know somebody. But certainly, just walk in, and we'll get you all set up. It's pretty organized, and we'll get you rolling real fast.
And I believe we've got two pairs that we're going to be giving away on the air here in the next week or so. So be listening to Todd Weinberner in the morning or watching our Facebook page because we give them away both ways. But I got a donation of those from our club here in town, and I think people will be happy to be able to win those. Is there anything else that you guys would like to touch on while you're here?
I guess I would just mention, we try to, our focus is youth and the community. We're part of a bigger organization, Kiwanis International, the local club in Pontiac. He has been here like 95 years. We're getting close to our 100th anniversary, and we Wednesdays out at the Pontiac Family Restaurant with a short business meeting and a program. We'd love to have to stop by sometime.
We're always looking for new members, so if you know a Kiwani and you'd be interested in coming to a meeting or perhaps joining us, just let one of us know.
Very good. And I do need to mention that John is our current president and Brian's our past president, right? So they're been very involved with this for quite some time,
right?
And have all the information. If you ever have any questions, they're not hard to find nowadays. Alrighty, well, we've been speaking with Mindy Terrell, John Klimmer, and Brian Gaber about all the upcoming Kiwanis activities happening through town. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.